This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. A Course in Miracles International invites you to the advent of a great awakening. A worldwide gathering of the 2004 Parliament of the World's Religions in Barcelona, Spain. The wisdom of listening, the power of commitment. The holiest of all the spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. We meet at last together at the end of the space-time episode. Our solution at this event will be particularly focused and directed to a celebration of this time and this place where the miraculous event will occur. Come and experience with me, as what we term the master teacher of a course, a parliamentary decision of discovering our journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. An ancient promise will be kept, an exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. Remember, time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effects upon eternity. And so is all time past and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. The tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one single mistake, held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. And what God gave answer to is answered and is gone. Welcome to Barcelona. Welcome to the advent of a great awakening in our pursuit of the possibility within the direction of our course in miracles, of the possibility that where we have come today in this idea of space and time, we can arrange through the mind training of our course in miracles to become accustomed to the idea that while we came here in procedures of direction that have been placed in events of, what was our indication? 2004. Our months are indicated, our days are indicated, our moments are indicated. Yet each one of them, apparently in space-time, remains in a division of association of the formulation of the individual solution we're looking for within our own minds. Now, I'm going to be using this association of time. Look with me, you have your copy in your hand there, I see it. Everything that I will direct to you on my appearance in this sequence of the organization of time here in Barcelona, in Spain, in the Earth, in the galaxy Milky Way, out in the entirety of the universe, will be our capacity to concentrate together on the possibility of looking at the entirety of the idea we have about ourselves in the reference of the capacity, you're going to hear this of me, to alter the space and time of our miracle. The immediacy of the availability of our Course in Miracles is the action of our mind in an idea that the distance between us when we came into this parameter is preventing us from seeing at this time that in this pamphlet the entirety of the conversion of our mind is possible. Ready? I'm going to open it up and I'm going to read page 2. We discover a brand new place in space and time. The miracle minimizes the need for time. In the longitude or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time. Listen. However, the miracle entails a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle, thus, has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. Listen, there is no relationship between the time that a miracle takes and the time that it covers. The miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. Look, it does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of giver and receiver on which the miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. It does this, of course, however, within the larger temporal sequence. Within the larger temporal sequence. Thank you. Many, many, many thousands of you out there just read together with me the idea of what a miracle is. So you practice together? Huh? They call me the master teacher. I'm teaching A Course in Miracles, all right? You ask me to provide you with associations of the possibility here in Barcelona. This would be a completely not in regard to what religion that you brought with you into this association. It only involves the certainty that the religion by which you are holding yourself in this sequent can give you a brand new realization of yourself if you let it do so. So practice. A miracle collapses time. See? Oh, now, what we're gathering before here, we're suddenly beginning to meet in what is an entirely momentary observation of ourself that has been speeded up in our observation without the necessity to live in our old associations. We're going to be coming to that. It does so on a larger sequence of time that has always been available to us since the beginning of the time. The reason for that is, very simply, because when we came together today, we offered each other a prayer of the certainty that somewhere within us we are very much aware, first, that somewhere in time, this is still going to be the only day that there is. Isn't it? Whatever else you did when you came into this factor, we recognize that today is going to be the day. The oldest tradition of the species of man is the observation that happiness will be contained right here and right now. And that's what we're going to listen to now in this proverb. Listen with me. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lies all the realities and verities of existence, the bliss of growth, the splendor of action, and the glory of power. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision, but today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. Look with me. I've discovered that each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is actually not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. A repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. Look, and all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Forget the past and let it go, for it is gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over a long time ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate has been transformed into a world of love. What an exciting prospect that we have at that moment in space-time. Converted, we use the term hatred here, very simply because we love to love and hate at the same time. And while we appear to be successful at it within the sequences of time, may I teach just for a moment about this? We're going to have to get through this old pamphlet. We appear to be organizing ourselves in past association, where we have a lot of love, but we also have a deep suspicion about where we find ourselves in space-time. But in our determination to verify both the love of the past and the hatred and pain of the past, we hold on to definitions of ourself and thus lengthen our association in time. What occurred to you right there was nothing but an instant moment of self-recognition. Well, now, it appears at that moment that you're still somehow here in Barcelona, based on coming here from all over the world, having stored up ideas of what you're going to do after you leave Barcelona. Now, of course you're going to do things after you leave Barcelona, but your concern about the memory of what you will perform when you leave here, can you hear this now? Come on. Can only be based on what you brought into the sequence of time in regard to what you wanted to see within the relative association of yourself in space-time. Thank you. It's the old man. They call me the old man. In my illumination, these little confessions for each other, as long as we intend to teach A Course in Miracles. The provision of the success of A Course in Miracles is nothing but instances of recognition of love. Listen carefully now. It has no regard to the retention of the association in the past, but only in the immediacy of the availability of that single moment. Thank you. Now, just for a moment, perhaps we're saying together, hey, wait a minute. There's a new memory that's going to be available to me if I can listen. Remember one of the directions you were given in Barcelona in coming into the Parliamentary Association was to listen and then make application of it? Let's listen to page 3. We share together the beginning and the end of time. Listen and see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since. Beyond the body, beyond the sun and stars, past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. And all the circles fill with light before your eyes, and the edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity, nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside for there is nowhere that this light is not. Listen, this is the vision of the Son of God, whom you know very well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Here is the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within, and joined to all as surely as all is joined in you. Accept this vision that can show you this and not the body. You know the ancient song, and you know it well, and nothing will be as dear to you as is the ancient hymn of love the Son of God sings to his Father still. Look, now the blind can see, for that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praise to them as well. The blindness that they made will not withstand the memory of this song, and they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is that they sing of. What is a miracle but this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory lies not? Listen, the light in one awakens it in all. And when you see it in your brother, you are remembering it for everyone. And the memory of you has become a very intense procedure in the idea of the song that we just shared together. Could you feel how joyful that was? We're sharing together here within this parameter of being here in Barcelona momentarily without any concern whatsoever to the idea that the provisions of the necessity for us to hear this now in this space-time are going to be contained in the idea of altering time in a procedure that requires a continual admission of the possibility. By the way, there you have with you what we term a peace booklet of prayer. What it is in conjunction with this will be daily preparations. You have this with you, where when you go back out into the world at any moment, if you wanted to, as a remembrance of being here in Barcelona, you could open up and you'd be able to do just one prayer about how you wanted to associate with each other in the correspondence that we found. We've learned together that I am going to teach a constant need for prayer. And as obsolete as that may seem to you in your discovery that I prayed and are happy with my solution, the simple truth of the matter that remaining in a constant prayer of the idea of a possibility of a solution will always, at any moment, fulfill the possibility, because it's what we're sharing together in the shortening of time. Any prayer that we actually ask ourselves about in our association, we are getting the response within our own minds. All right? Now, let's look together. Shall I? Here, I'll take one prayer out of this, and I'll read it to you in regard to our idea of being here together with the bright solution that we're seeing. Listen. Father, I was created in your mind a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide. And all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son So like his cause, the cause and its effects are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here. And at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. Let's pray today. Behold earth disappear, at first transformed and then forgiven, fade entirely into God's holy will. Listen, if I so choose, I can depart this world entirely. It is not death which makes this possible, but it is a change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe it has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me, for I have not sought for illusions to replace the truth. Father, my home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open, and I hear your voice. What need have I to linger in a place of vain desires and of shattered dreams when heaven can so easily be mine? Thank you. I'm very grateful to you as a teacher of God, what we call a designated Course in Miracles teacher, by sharing you the provisions of the success that you have had in the application of the presence of a miracle here in this space-time interlude, with totally no regard to all the things that you brought in with you in efforts to identify yourself in this location. Now, here's what we're going to do. In this sequence of time, we'll leave you for just a moment, and we can view each other in correspondence with new discoveries that we have about ourselves. Can you see that? And in that discovery, which can occur anywhere in time, we process data of a new realization within our own mind that will do what? To bring us into the present. The only thing that we possibly could have been searching for in all of space-time, regardless of the length of it, is this moment. Now, that is true, because God is going with us wherever we have gone in this practice of our individual reality. Because God is the mind with which I am thinking along with you. Let's say it together. God, bless us, each, and every one. Thank you. Let's find the present together. Time can release as well as in present, depending on whose interpretation of it that you use. Past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. You can perceive them as continuous and make them so for you, but do not be deceived and then believe that this is actually how it is. Look, for to believe that reality is what you would have it be according to your use for it is delusional. Look what you do. You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purposes. You would anticipate the future on the basis of your past experience and plan for it accordingly. Yet by doing so, you are aligning past and future and not allowing the miracle which could intervene between them to free you to be born again. Listen with me. The miracle enables you to see your brother without his past and so perceive him as born again. His errors are all past, and by perceiving him without them, you are releasing him. And since his past is yours, you share in his release. Let no dark clouds out of your past obscure him from you, for truth lies only in the present, and you will find it if you seek it there. You have looked for it is not, and therefore have not found it. Learn then to seek it where it is, and it will dawn on eyes that see. Your past was made in anger, and if you use it to attack the present, you will not see the freedom that the present holds. Look with me, judgment and condemnation are behind you, and unless you bring them with you, you will see that you are free of them. Look lovingly upon the present, for it holds the only things that are forever true. All healing lies within it because its continuity is real. It extends to all aspects of the sonship at the same time and thus enables them to reach each other. Look with me. The present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal, and they are one. Their continuity is timeless, and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. Thank you very much for remaining with us in the idea that here at the idea of the parliamentary idea of variant religious association, we would entertain the possibility, without regard to the physicality of the body, the very simple idea that we will attempt to communicate with our minds. And the reason we're going to attempt to communicate within our own association with each other is very simply that we have begun to learn in the practice of the memories, thank you for that, that we suddenly begin to remember each other in variant ideas about who we thought we were. Look with me, my dear friend.
I'm representing to you now my certainty of the revelation of yourself in your own identity. It's based on what we term in the Passion of the Christ, the idea of my resurrected body. I'm obviously not concerned about the manner in which you accomplish a task of recognizing yourself in the immediacy of space-time. I do think it's important that each moment that we share it together, hear this with me, it will be a moment of love. When I felt that energy of that flow from you, it was the idea that we have come together in Barcelona specifically to practice the idea of the peace of God. Isn't this so? We need to practice together. Here, remember the peace booklet that we had? We need to practice together the idea of the immediacy that we can find the peace. The first thing we have noticed is it doesn't appear to be anywhere within our continuum of time. We struggle with it. We live in our past identities. We organize ourself over centuries of association with ourself. We appear to have pictures of coming here, living here, and dying. Yet each time we seem to have a death episode, we continue to occupy ourselves in a particular day. Look with me. In our disbelief that that particular day actually holds all of the solutions we could ever ask of ourselves, we begin to get back from ourselves. And now I'm going to use the peace booklet for a moment. Reflections of what we want to see within our own perspective of time. Somewhere in here is the idea of what a revelation of light in recognition of yourself can give you in the atonement of you. Let's read it together about the action of what we intend to do. All things I think I see reflect ideas. This is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God, to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine, apart from yours, but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish the truth of who I am. Because what seems eternal, all will have an end. The stars will disappear, and night and day will be no more. And all things that come and go, the tides, the seasons, and the lives of men, all things that change with time and bloom and fade will not return. Listen, where time has set an end is not where the eternal is. God's Son can never change by what men make of him. He will be as he was and as he is. For time appointed not his destiny, nor set the hour of his birth and death. Look, forgiveness will not change him. Yet time waits upon forgiveness, that the things of time may disappear because they have no use. The things of time will disappear because they have no use. That was a very joyous moment for me. Thank you. We're looking together. That's what's occurring here in Barcelona. And the activity of our mind, without regard to what's been occurring in our aggregation of times, has simply allowed us to look within ourselves. Share this with me. We discover to our happy amazement that what we just read together, everyone out there who seems to be separate from us is actually only a projection of the images of our own mind. The simple truth of the matter is, there isn't anything out there. What I'm really offering you in the idea of sequencing time is the necessity for forgiveness, and that's why our emphasis was placed on it. The fundamental admission that everything out there is a demonstration of what you are within your own mind may be very difficult for you momentarily to recognize. Because of our location here in time, you believe that something out there can actually affect you. The mind training shows you is while it can affect you and appear to be objective, it's actually over and gone within the perspectives of what we're teaching each other in the recognition of that revelation of light. Now, we still appear to be seeing each other as aggregation of this body form. Okay? And at that moment, I am a reflection, look with me, of what you want to see me as. And they call me the master teacher. You'll notice in this print it says that. Who am I? I'm a teacher of A Course in Miracles in the revelation of the resurrection of my Savior Jesus. I don't want to get away from the idea that as I reappear here as a body, I am offering you in the passion of the Christ a single idea that the body formulation of you can be present with you at this space and time if you will simply forgive him for the actions that you have taken against yourself in order to define yourself in that body formulation as separate from each other. There was a moment of love. Now, was that memory actually contained within you? Huh. Now, in mighty body formulation, I appear to be how am I oldie this day? Well, I'm only 78. What's 78 about me? My body. Look with me. Ask me how old I am. Sometimes in the practice of this, we like to show you the idea of the immediacy of the miracle. Ask me how old are you? I'm 78. Of course. I'm appearing in the recognition of myself in a procedure of body form that has brought my 40 and my body into this circumstance. What's the solution to my problem? All of my time is going on here and now. At this time, I'm an accumulative memory of a decision in the passion of the Christ to appear along with you in your capacity to undergo a revelatory association of your own body. In that case, what possible difference could it make how old you appear to be in the body form if our entire teaching is to show you that at this moment you're actually disappearing here and now? great deal of joy in teaching. May I read you a little more about what's going on here in Barcelona?
Thank you.
Listen. You, who are now the bringers of salvation, have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant to which you brought it. We are made whole in our desire to make whole. Don't let time worry you. For all of the fear that you and your brother experienced is really past. Why, look, time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate paths would hinder. You have gone past fear, for no two minds can join in the desire for love without love's joining them. Not one light of heaven that goes with you. Not one ray that shines forever in the mind of God, but shines on you. Heaven is joined with you in your advance to heaven. When such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire, the power of God Himself, can you remain? Listen to me. You are coming home together after a long and meaningless journey that you undertook apart and that led nowhere. You have found your brother, and you will light each other's ways. And from this light will the great rays extend back into the darkness and forward unto God to shine away the past and so make room for His eternal presence in which everything is radiant in the light. You have reached the end of an ancient journey, not realizing yet that it is over. You are still worn and tired. The desert's dust still seems to cloud your eyes and keep you sightless. Yet He whom you welcomed has come to you and would welcome you. He has waited long to give you this. Receive it now of Him, for He would have you know Him. Only a little wall of dust still stands between you and your brother. Look, blow on it lightly and with happy laughter, and it'll fall away, and we will walk into the garden that love has prepared for both of us. And you begin to laugh along with me about this idea. There was an inquiry about me being a 78-year-old guy. We have some lovely videos if you'd like to share with us about the relative association of time. From the science evidence, the only time that you could possibly be is here and now. But since you are in a procedure of self-identity, it's very difficult for you to see, except just that moment in your illumination, that I'm actually only concerned about your mind. My concern about anything but your mind would be an indication that somehow I might be trapped in this idea of space and time and would have to stretch out my frequency of past and future references of myself in order to maintain this body identity. So the comparison of our body will only have as much value as you're giving it in determination that we would reject the possibility of our entirety. We're going to end this first hour with a very lovely idea of what we are together in the prayers that we offer each other in the moment of the revelation that we're sharing right here at this time. Listen. Our Father, bless our eyes today. We are your messengers, and we would look upon the glorious reflection of your love, which shines in everything. We live and move in you alone. We are not separate from your eternal life. Listen, there is no death, for death is not your will. And we abide where you have placed us, in the life we share with you and with all living things, to be like you and part of you forever. We accept your thoughts as ours, and our will is one with yours for all eternally. Yet a little while, and the world will see you no more. But I will see you, and because I live, you shall live also. Now you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Since you have loved me and kept my words, my Father will love you. And we will come unto you and make our abode with you. And now that you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Come unto me if you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My burden is light. Thank you. This is going to be the end of this sequence in this first idea of a procedure here in Barcelona. We're ending with a beautiful idea that we carry a yoke of a burden of memory. But the new memory that we're beginning to share will make our burden very light. We're not going to hold on to all those old grievances that we brought with us in order to protect this body of oscillation. We're just going to let them be. And if we will let them be for that moment, they will be released from the defenses of time and lighten the burden that we thought we had to bring into this association. Our burden, which was originally dark energy of light, becomes very bright in the association of entering into this new parameter right here in Barcelona and suddenly turning and recognizing each other within a brand new frame of light. Why? God is going with us wherever we go anyway, because God is the mind with which we not only think, but have brought together with us in this moment of time. We're going to say together, aren't we? God, bless us, each and every one. Welcome to the here